You're listening to the sweet, sweet sound of the Pedestrian Podcast. This is a studio episode, and it continues our conversation with Alice Wu, renowned filmmaker. Have a listen. Hello, and welcome to the Pedestrian Podcast. I'm Krish.
I'm Hector.
I'm super excited that your hello sounded even goofier than mine earlier.
Yes. And that voice you hear is acclaimed 80s dancer Alice Wu. Ooh,
yes.
Oh, that's the best. I love you guys.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
We love you too.
Yes.
Thank you for all of this.
So in order to get that reference, you have to have watched our previous episode.
Mm-hmm. Watched and listened, but mainly listen. Yeah.
Please subscribe. We're on iTunes and Stitcher.
Please.
Please.
Yeah, I have a little bit more pride than that. So, you know, listen or don't. Really,
oh.
your decision.
Super cool.
That's really awesome.
That's a very cool. That's
where I want to be. You know?
Yeah, that's where I want to be in dating. Is like, yeah, listen if you want or don't. Yeah. Whatever.
I like that. Listen if you want or don't.
I'll just be talking regardless.
Oh, yeah, you need to go to the rest. I'm sorry. I'm not repeating myself.
Dating. So, are you guys dating anyone interesting?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm not.
I'm not either.
I'm not.
Krish,
I'm not.
I'm not either.
Well.
Yeah.
Sounds like we got to take a little drive down to the OC.
Wait, I think, didn't we have this plan that we were going to come up with activities that we could then put on our profiles that would make us sound super cool?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I think
I
rock climbing.
I deleted my profiles.
Wait, so that you could put cool things on there, or is this sort of like a fuck you to us about?
Yeah, since we had this like plan to build this up.
Yeah, I thought we made a pact.
You.
We did.
Did we?
Oh, actually, I don't think Krish was there when we.
So is this a plan? Is this a plan to exclude me? Wait, it was Avi. You confused me for Avi.
No, I included you. It wasn't just the people there talking.
Yeah,
it was like Hector and I think Avi was there too. But mainly, I think it was Hector and I came up with this plan, and the assumption was we would include all of our friends, which includes you.
Okay.
Right.
Right. So that's why.
But the plan was that we.
I think it started with the fact that we were irritated by people who put rock climbing on their profile.
We did have this conversation.
And then you go on the date, and this person doesn't rock climb at all.
Right.
Or maybe they went once.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so we're gonna do a thing where we start doing all the activities that would seem really cool, that would make our profiles really cool, but we would actually be invested in doing those hobbies. So so that we would be authentic.
Oh, I don't think so. I thought we were just going to take the photo and go.
Oh.
Wow. We have to invest in the hobby?
So we're not even in agreement as to what we agreed on.
Yeah, that's right. I thought we were against the people who don't really know how to do it.
Yeah, but then I think we wanted to join them.
Oh, we're going to be them.
Yeah, I think it was like, man, they get dates. Why should we have to work that hard?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Okay, I'm on top of that, yeah.
Oh, also, there's the plan of us all going on a group, like a double or triple date. That's what we should. You know what? You should use this podcast for us to get dates.
Yeah, no, I was thinking about that.
Please subscribe to us, not the podcast, to us as people, and then we'll organize a group date.
Yeah, yeah. I think this is the episode where we each list our best and worst attributes.
Oh.
As partners.
All right.
I did not. Wow, I didn't prepare for this, but all right, let's do it.
I know exactly what mine are.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, and should we start where we list your best and worst attributes?
This feels like it could.
We list our own. You're saying, right?
Yeah, you list your own, but maybe we list each other's as well.
Oh,
or
we're
do you think
like,
that's going to lead to confrontation?
It could. Are you going to get defensive?
I might get defensive.
I think we'll just look at the person with a judgmental look on our face, and they will read our face, and that will allow them to.
Yeah. Well, I would say my worst thing is that I'm very thin skinned.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I feel like I get very defensive if you say something bad about me.
Hmm. My worst thing is I tend not to say what I want, or I tend not to, that's not entirely true, but I think I'm somebody who I tend to be easygoing, but it oftentimes it means I'm just not checking in with myself.
Mm-hmm. Well, what I mean, what are you trying to say?
Huh? I'm a pushover is what I'm trying to say. And I don't know. I think I try so hard to this. I I'm going to sound like one of those people who is stating like a negative, but it's actually a positive. But I think I try so hard to impress that the real me doesn't come out oftentimes.
Mm, yeah, I totally get that. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if that's what I would say about you, Krish.
Yeah.
I think we see the real you and we like it.
Yeah. I'll tell you who you are.
All right.
Okay, what about you, Alice?
Oh, I think my worst quality is to have making the suggestion, because now we're all so bummed about our worst.
We're going to say our best next. We're going to
Oh, we're going to end on, on high? Okay. Yeah. My worst quality as a partner?
Yeah. For dating. This is going out to potential dates.
Yeah. Oh, God. Well, it's going out to potential dates, then we should totally soft pedal this. It should be like, oh, my worst quality.
Yeah, is that I work too hard?
I'm just too generous.
I'm just too generous as a lover.
Yeah.
It's going to go out to potential partners who are probably family members of
My worst of our friends. Yes, that's right. By the way, cannot wait to date the family members of my friends. Yeah. So,
So when you promote this podcast, it'll probably be your family members who listen to this.
That's right. I think my worst quality is I'm neurotic. I overthink things.
Yeah.
And I will, I truly think that the person that, or the people I've been with where it's lasted, or the people that person I ultimately am supposed to be with is just going to have to like the fact or tolerate the fact that I can spin off into these like crazy.
I'm changing mine after yours. Oh. I'm also neurotic, but I'm neurotic in like the way that I have to be a perfectionist. And I think that perfectionism definitely.
I feel like this is a demonstration of that right now. let me correct my mind.
No, I need to figure out. I have a better bad thing about me. Yeah, exactly.
To be more accurate, to be more precise, is that I'm actually neurotic. And my thing is that like I'm I need to be part of every group, so I'm also neurotic. So that's my worst. No, that's not true. I was wondering this earlier today about neuroses. What does it mean to be neurotic exactly?
I don't know. This was something I was like one of the best first dates I ever went on. It was just because almost this one line made the whole date, and it was. I think at some point during the first date, I admitted that I don't like drinking. There was like a coffee stand. It was like 5 p.m. or something. Do you want to get coffee? And I said, I don't normally drink coffee after 4 p.m. And then I said, immediately after that, I said, oh, I guess that sounds kind of uptight. And then her response was, everyone's uptight about something. And I was like, I love that answer. Like that was that answer. Just like the date just like. Went better, like got better from there.
So what happened with that woman?
She was too uptight.
she didn't want to date me because I was vegetarian.
Oh yeah. she was too uptight about that.
Krish, I'm not gonna lie. For me, your worst quality is that you're vegetarian. Oh, yeah, everything else about you is great. Oh, it's the vegetarianism.
It's the vegetarianism. Oh,
yeah. Likewise, Hector. It's the vegetarianism.
Oh well, I'm like a loose vegetarian. I'm a pescatarian, which sometimes I feel like makes people even more upset because it's really not adhering to any real principle or ethical.
You're just a fence sitter.
Fence sitter makes me think of the song Desperado. You know what I mean? Desperado, you've been out riding fences.
Oh.
You know, like, isn't that the line? You've been out riding fences for so long.
Is it? I thought Desperado was like some guy who's out there like carousing
Desperado,
and you can't.
Yeah. Why don't you come to your senses? You've been out riding fences.
I know this song.
For so long.
You have a beautiful voice, Hector.
You have a beautiful voice.
Well, guys, I'm blushing now.
Let the record again reflect that he's looking at Krish this time.
Yeah.
Cartoon hearts are actually popping out
like
of
the
his
Snapchat
eyes.
Filter eyes.
It's incredible. This should not be a podcast. This should be a, you guys, this
a
should
love
be a
fest?
Show.
Yeah, it should be. This is a love fest.
Yeah.
I mean, we're bringing on people we love and Sridhar. and we get to chat and hang out.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, we're all busy and this is like a great time to just like
chat and let the world hear our conversations and realize what great friends we have.
Yeah. Yeah. Honestly, the world does not have great friends and we get to be that for them.
Yeah.
Yeah. We are like the Kevin Bacon of Footloose of friends.
Yes. Exactly. Yeah,
we're like Kevin Bacon of Footloose of friends. Yeah. It has to be, you have to qualify which Kevin Bacon.
Yes.
Yeah,
let me use a line from our show on Friday. You know, we are the faces that could launch 1,000 ships. Friendships.
I like that.
That was fun.
Yeah. That was a fun scene.
That was a really fun scene.
Yeah, but
you know what though? What you're saying, Chris, reminded me how lately. So I went on this dating hiatus for a year, and I just started dating again, and it's actually been kind of fun.
Yeah.
But one of the policies I've been using, which is new for me, is because I used to do that thing where, you know, frankly, first dates almost never, like, you almost never really want to go. Like, you might want to, maybe at best you want to be friends with them, right? And so there'd be that awkward time after a first date where you kind of have to negotiate whether you're going to contact each other or someone's going to contact the other person. And then if so, you know, what's going to happen? And I realized it's so much easier if literally in the middle of the date, you just flat out are honest with that person.
Yeah.
And so I just had a date where I actually turned to the woman and said, you know, I feel like what we have is friend energy. Mm-hmm. And she was like, oh. And she was like, yeah. And then we totally had a perfectly great time just being friends from that point. And we parted. And we could hang out as friends again or we could not. But it wasn't that awkward, like, thing. You know, it's sort of a weird idea, but that my friend Lori told me this, like, listen, at any moment in a date, you should just be honest about where you're at. And at the end of the date, if you think you want to see them again, say so at the end of that date.
You know, I think that's a really good point. There is something that feels like you failed if, like, a date turns into, like, oh, you know, this person would be better as a friend. Mm-hmm. Like it's hard not to think like, oh, this is great. You've made a new friend, but it does feel like a failure because you set out on this quest to meet a potential, partner of some sort.
Uh-huh.
And now you found something's like, oh no, we're like cool as friends, which you already have.
I already have friends. I don't need another friend.
And that's the next problem. The truth
I already have the Pedestrian Podcast, which is already my friend.
Yeah. That's right. No, but it is true. There's not like a lot of space to have a lot of other friends. So the truth is most of the time you really probably just don't want to see each other again because of the dint of time, right? And so that's the other thing is it would actually be okay, which I've yet to manage to do. But apparently it's better if you just say to someone like, hey, kind of seems like we don't have that kind of chemistry. Seem great, but you know, part ways.
And I think it's great. Like, it's great to be honest. And like, I feel like I go on dates where like, yeah, this is exactly how I feel, but I do not want to admit it because it feels like failure.
Does it feel like failure to you? Or are you afraid to tell the other person that you're not into them and that will make them feel bad?
I think it's both. I mean, it's like, I think there's times when it's like, I'm not into them or it's clearly not into me. But it feels like, well, you know, like we failed. We fucked up. We wasted this time.
Oh, I had a recent experience and I wish I'd been slightly more direct about that because there was a moment where like she asked, you know, like, are things okay? And I said, yeah. And then I sort of hedged and I said, this feels like very analytical. Like our conversation feels very analytical and meta.
Yeah.
And I think when we talked about that, it was kind of like that was sort of getting at the idea that this isn't going to work as a relationship or a dating thing. But I don't think I was clear enough because at the very end, as we were leaving, like saying goodbye, she was like, next time I'll try to be like in a way that makes us less analytical. And in my head, I'm thinking, I thought what we were just talking about this entire time was that we wouldn't work in like a dating context because we're not really like connecting on an emotional level.
Well, it sounds like she didn't really analyze that situation very
not well. Only like she was just not even good at analyzing.
Yeah, it sounds like she's just not very analytical.
Yeah.
So I think Krish, maybe you were wrong because it wasn't very analytical because she didn't get it.
You're probably right. Yeah.
But I hear what you're saying, Krish. Like it is kind of true that it's so hard. Like this goes back to what you said. What you think is your worst quality about not being direct mm-hmm. and asking for what you want?
Yeah. Yeah. I had listed two worst qualities. This is the first of the two worst qualities.
Right. The other one was neuroses.
Yeah, the neuroses of wanting to be a perfectionist.
Yeah. Yeah. But it'd be hard, and I haven't been able to do it either, but flat out saying to someone, you know, I just don't think I would like to see you again. Yeah. It seems like such a difficult thing.
Oh, but yeah.
The reality is it would save you both so much time.
Yeah. Of course. Right? Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
There are some times where I'd just love to say, you know, early on in a date, do you want to just call it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just call it.
So
what about, okay. So, because I think the thing is like, you don't want to be the one like shooting them down, but you also don't want to be the one that's getting rejected. Mm-hmm. But what if, that's what's assumed at the, like at some point in every day, maybe an hour into it, everyone goes, okay, on the count of three, we're going to say thumbs up.
We're
going to
Rochambeau
We're going to figure out, are we both into it? Are we both, you know, not into it? And, yeah.
You know what you're saying, though, is making me suddenly realize something that, like, because my friend Lori again is like, this is a great idea. And I'm like, I think that seems mean. But I'm realizing as you're talking that, in fact, the sooner you figure it out and the sooner you tell the other person, the less time they probably have to be hurt because they can't be that invested.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, exactly. So it just occurred to me, if like 10 minutes in, you're like, you know what? You seem like a lovely person, mm-hmm. but I don't think I'm feeling this. So why don't we just call it?
Yeah.
The worst thing that'll happen is they'll be like, oh, that kind of sucks. That guy sucks. You know,
but they don't care.
If you wait you have a whole date and then you leave, now they get to think about it. And then when you say no, it feels like a rejection.
The converse of that, though, is that I think making a hasty decision, like I bet we're probably, I don't know so much about if this is the case for you, but I feel like for the both of us, Alice, is that we are people who probably think, oh, a hasty decision, what if we make the wrong choice? Right? Or do you have that issue? Because I make that. I have that.
I, not so much, I'm going to say, with women I'm dating.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've never, that's not true. One time, okay, so this is a perfect example. One time I went on a great first date, was really excited about it, and then on the second date, very quickly thought, oh, you know what? I'm not into this. But that woman, like, and we had the whole date, and I parted ways, and I thought I was, like, I didn't say, I don't want to see you again, but I was, like, very noncommittal, and I thought, okay, I think she knows. But then she wrote me the most lovely email where she just specifically said, you know what, I'm really nervous on dates, and I don't think I was fully myself, right. And would you be interested in meeting up again and just having it be much more relaxed?
Right.
And it was so well written that I was like, sure, and I met up with her again. And it was great. And we ended up being girlfriends for almost a year. Like,
oh,
it,
wow.
It took a, mm-hmm. but yeah, so that's the one time that that happened. But again, I don't think I was even being that hasty. I think it was genuine that I'm like, oh, I don't feel a connection.
Yeah.
But what made it work was that she also realized that and said something. I don't think in any other time have I, like, you kind of know on a first date within 5 minutes.
But the thing is, like, if she didn't feel the connection, if neither of you felt the connection, then, like, why did she think, okay, I should continue pursuing it?
No, so the thing is, I think she did feel like what was going on was that she was so nervous.
You know what? She loved all of this.
She loved all this, but she couldn't say she loved all.
Yeah.
If she had said that, we would have been like there, right? Yeah. No. I think that would have freaked me out if she had said that way. But no, what it was I was like, what's going on? I feel like this person isn't like they. She was so nervous.
Yeah.
That she kind of shut down. But I kind of could tell. I was like, oh, I think this person's attracted to me, but this is, I don't feel like we have like any chemistry.
You know, I've gotten to the point where I can't make eye contact with people I'm attracted to now.
Let the record show that she cannot make eye contact with Krish and just look directly into my eyes.
My pupils are so dilated. I feel like now I'm like so, oh my God, what if I'm neurotic?
Wait, what do you mean, Hector? You just realized this?
Like, guys, I can be neurotic too. Wait, but like Neurosis also like makes me think of like Woody Allen. Like people think, isn't it charming Woody. In some way? Like, oh, like Woody Allen's neurotic and he's so charming.
Yeah,
and funny
I actually do. I actually do think all three of us, honestly, I think all three of us, whether we're conscious of it or not, work the neurotic angle for humor. Like oh, yeah, I absolutely. Fully admit that yeah. there's a part of me that totally does
oh,
that.
I totally work. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's because we're like very analytical.
Yeah, but the
like
danger in that is yeah. that like the danger in that is that at some point we start buying our own Kool-Aid and then we really start to be like, but what if we really, you know, at first mm-hmm. it's like funny. Yeah. We're like doing the shtick. Ha ha yeah. ha ha ha. Yeah. And then at some point I'm like,
but it's true.
Yeah.
Well, the shtick is true.
But I think it isn't true.
I think we exaggerate.
I think we buy
that.
Into it.
I think, yeah. I think you're right. Cause there are moments where I'm more relaxed. I'm less neurotic and I want to live in those moments more often.
Well, when are you less neurotic?
When I'm confident.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've seen you be less yeah. neurotic, yeah. definitely. Yeah. I think Hector and I are actually more verbally, openly neurotic. I think you're neurotic, but you don't always
say it. Yeah, I'm covertly neurotic.
Right. But you just keep, you don't necessarily.
Somebody described Arrested Development like Michael Bluth as the craziest one on that show because he is the one who's trying to reject yeah. normalcy. Yeah. That is me. That like that's every bit me because I try so hard to be normal that yeah. that's what makes me so neurotic. Like it's sort of like that perfectionism and like wanting everything to be perfect, including how I appear to other people. So I have to appear like I'm not neurotic, even though I am.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah. I definitely see that about you. Mm-hmm. You're definitely a Michael Bluth type.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what kind of...
I know. Hector and I are staring at each other trying to figure out where we spit in the Arrested Development universe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like one of us is George Michael.
I was trying to figure that out, too.
Really?
Yeah. I could see it.
Oh, God. I might... you know what? I want to be a Job, but I don't think I am.
No, you're definitely not
a
Job.
No, you're not Job.
No.
He's such an
there are
asshole.
No Jobs in this room right
yeah,
now.
Yeah. None of us are that big of an asshole. He's yeah. so fun. Yeah. But, man.
So fun. Yeah. Well,
do you think we're all going to die alone?
And with that,
let's end this episode of the Pedestrian Podcast.
Yes, thank you so much, Alice. Is there anything that you'd like to plug?
No.
Anything that you're working on that is coming out?
No.
No? any sort of 80s dances that you like to describe or...
No, but I would absolutely plug my friends Hector and Chris here. I think that you guys should absolutely listen to them and you should date them or you should, I don't know, you should make them meals, vegetarian meals, or I guess for Hector, fence sitting, pescatarian meals. And yeah, I love these guys and you should too.
Yes, and we love you, Alice.
We love you too, Alice.
And thank you for coming on our show. Yes. You know, listen to our live show, which you are a part of, whenever we can get a hold of you.
That's it.
That's it. Thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening.
We'll see you next year.
Yes. Week.
Month.
Whenever.